This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Every morning, we spend a little time bringing Bull Nation together to celebrate some good news. Just start out with your name, where you're from, and then just launch into what's making you happy this morning.
I'm Kelly. I'm from Bay City. I'm the Parks and Recreation Director for the city of Bay City. And this upcoming weekend, we have our annual Rally on the River, which has started about 15 years ago as a river cleanup. We've expanded the event. We're going to start off the morning with a nice yoga, have some activities, have a paddling about a little 8 miles if you go all the way to the dam and back. We'll have lots of arts and crafts, birdhouses, photography, and all sorts of events to come out to Riverside Park. It's located at 7330 FM 2668 in Bay City, Texas.
We love Bay City, by the way. This is cool. You say it's been going on for about 15 years?
15 years. We had two locals, Donna and Willie Younger, actually originated the event 15 years ago at Riverside Park as a river cleanup. And we were out for a few years because of Harvey, and we brought it back and making it bigger and better every year.
Goodness. Does it always surround Earth Day?
It's always around Earth Day, yeah.
Aw, so sweet. So if you have those mandatory volunteer hours, you got to get in for your job like we do. We could come visit you.
Come down, visit us. Just bring a boat, you know, bring a canoe, bring a kayak, stand-up paddleboard, yeah.
We love it.
If somebody doesn't have a boat or a stand-up paddleboard or a kayak, can you rent, like, kayaks and stuff there?
We have a set of four kayaks that you can rent through rent.fun. They're $9 for a half hour that you can go online to rent.fun. It has a paddle, a kayak, and a life jacket for you.
Look at y'all.
Wow.
Yes, you are.
Well, we love it, Kelly, that y'all listened down to Bay City. And can I get an amen for the Rally on the River this weekend?
Amen.
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate.
Well, thank y'all for having us on.
You can be our next 610 Amen 713-881-5500 here on The Bull. Remember when your guy friends used to take off every time there was a new release of Call of Duty or whatever? We had a couple of salespeople, account executives here at the radio station that they would always take a vacation day whenever the new, like, Call of Duty or Fallout came out so that they could do it. I have a feeling today's going to be that day for ladies. Taylor Swift dropped her new album.
Oh, I didn't know where you were going with that. You really pulled me on a journey, George.
Yeah. I mean, what's a big thing for guys, right? When they take off to play their video game all day. And I feel like today is going to be one of those days where ladies are going to be sitting around, you know, with a box of Kleenex.
I take offense that you say ladies.
Why do you take offense? Don't you think every single post just about on my social media feeds has been women going, I can't wait to download the tape. Today
we
is Taylor Day.
We follow very different people, yeah. George. Like, I try to stick to the 35 and up crowd. I stay away from the teeny boppers.
Yeah, no, but no, that's no, the no. thing is, so do I. And I have an 8-year-old girl who mm-hmm. asked to stay up last night till 11.
Did she really?
She begged and begged.
She was excited
for the Taylor Swift album.
So it came out at 11, and then what? There was a surprise at 2 a.m. where she dropped 15 extra tracks.
Yeah,
that was
so
the thing.
So she's got 31 total songs.
My gosh. The lyrics I'm seeing are very dark. They're not 8-year-old appropriate.
Yeah, there's a couple. There's a couple of songs that'll be okay for her.
But okay. Like, Taylor's sad.
She is.
Well, it's called Tortured Poet Society. What would you expect?
Well,
a lot of happy, happy songs?
An 8-year-old should be listening to it.
Okay. I see. All right.
She talks about, like, offing herself.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm reading the lyrics.
Taylor Swift? What?
It's very different
reason?
Than the Taylor Swift that we actually liked. This Taylor Swift is very, very sad.
And I take offense, by the way, mm-hmm. at you saying that it's only teeny boppers.
Well, I know that you like Taylor Swift, but you're in the teeny bopper crowd, George. I don't care about that. I support you. That's why we're talking about her right now.
The people I follow on my social media feed, not teeny boppers.
Oh, sorry. Let me sign
you,
for HR.
Are you telling me?
George does not follow girls that are under 18.
Yeah, you're telling me that there's nobody on your feed over 30
I'm sure
that
there
is
are.
Out of their Katie mind
Neal,
happy today that
Katie
Taylor
Neal that comes on after us here. Yeah. The Bull. She's yeah. a big Taylor fan. I think
she
she's
is,
over
yeah.
35.
And I was going to say, she's not a teeny bopper.
Yeah, she tends to teeny bop around.
Why do you hate Taylor so much?
I don't hate her. She's a very good businesswoman. I just don't like her music where she's not country. I liked her original stuff.
Oh, you did? I've never heard you say those words before.
I do not find her an authentic human being. Which is what
Taylor Swift
me.
You don't find to be an yeah. authentic human.
Did you? I seriously, can we go back to the fact that you used to like Taylor Swift?
I've
never
the
heard
songs.
These.
And I went to the concert and I was like, oh, these are the fun old songs
what?
That I like.
This is news
that
to
is
me.
That is what I like. I didn't like how she pretended that she couldn't believe people liked her. That was inauthentic to me. And
oh,
so I was turned off by that.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. That's when you started getting off the Taylor band.
Yeah,
wagon.
I was like, girl, you just got to be you.
Wow, so if she came back to country, would you embrace her with open arms?
It depends
or
on if I like the
her?
Music or not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay,
you,
there's a chance for Taylor and Moe to
are you
reconnect.
Are you downloading the double album today?
Absolutely not.
I love this.
You've ruined my algorithm, George.
I only put Taylor Swift questions in Mono's country because I know it ticks her off.
Ooh, let's do all Taylor Swift today. That'd
well,
be great.
It's country-related trivia.
And country-related
and
trivia.
I don't follow her, so I don't know anything about her because she decided not to be country anymore.
You know what? Maybe we should do maybe
full
we should
Taylor.
Do all Taylor today.
I mean,
so.
Then we could give your $100 away when I miss it.
All right. All you teeny boppers who are over 35.
Let's go.
That Mo offended. You can text her right now. 713-881-5500 here on the Morning Bullpen. Cab in a solo. Another top 10 for Scotty McCreary and headed toward the top of the charts. Scotty is with us this morning. And I promise we'll get to Eric's request mm-mm. about a game in just a minute, but first we want to talk to you about your new album.
Oh, Rise and Fall, it's coming soon.
Yeah, I'm so excited for this thing. You know, I took a lot of my buddies up from Nashville to the mountains of North Carolina, and we sat around a fire with our guitars and wrote country songs. You know, it felt like the old days. So I'm just so proud of this thing top to bottom and can't wait for y'all to hear it.
May 10th, right?
Yeah, May 10th.
May 10th. Mm-hmm. And then you will be here in the Houston area. You're playing the Pasadena Strawberry Festival on May 18th. Scotty, I don't know if you're prepared.
I love strawberries. I do love them.
Okay, well, Pasadena, Texas is the home of the world's largest strawberry shortcake, just so you have an idea.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait for that. That sounds like we need to do that show more often.
Yes, I know you can appreciate small-town stuff, so that's what you're coming in for.
Absolutely. I love it.
Can we play a little game we call Down and Dirty with you? It's three rapid-fire questions, and you just give us the first answer that pops in your head, okay?
I can do that.
Scotty, they won't let me play my game.
Nope.
Mm-mm. I wanted to play something called Potty McCreary because
no.
I am a child, and they won't let me play that, so we'll just play Down and Dirty.
I don't know why. Man, I would have been down.
Okay, all right. Let's get Mo's Down and Dirty question
all
first.
All right,
though.
Rise and Fall, the name of the new album, May 10th. We get your rise, but Scotty, have you ever fallen off the stage?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was Woodstock, Bethel, New York. Never forget it.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Woodstock. Did you hurt yourself?
Just my pride. Just my pride.
How do you recover from that?
I'm not sure you do. I'm still, that was 2011 when that happened, or 2012, actually. And my band still doesn't let me live it down.
And then we just bring it up again and again. Yeah, I'm really
that's
sorry.
That's a good friend.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I was going to say, by the way, I love your band for bringing it up there. All right, Scotty McCreary, Down and Dirty. My question is this. You're becoming a member of the Grand Old Opry, Josh Turner doing all that. You say it is a lifelong dream. Now that you're checking that off, what's the next item at the top of the bucket list?
I mean, that's really a great question, because for years I've said Opry was number one. I don't know. Maybe a Grammy. I'd love a Grammy one day. Never had that.
Okay.
There we go. Okay, I'll have to speak it into existence,
put
my
that
child.
Out into the universe.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Eric, your question in Down and Dirty.
All right, my Down and Dirty question is, do you kind of wish we would have played Potty McCreary?
100%. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Do not encourage him.
100%. Next time, right?
No, you do not. You don't want it.
No, wait. Real quick, let me just see how you would have done it this. The game is this. Scotty McCreary or Potty McCreary, you name a title of one of your hit songs, and Eric will instantly turn it into a bathroom humor song.
Oh, my gosh. If it was top 10, I have this magical gift to turn anything into childish humor. Just name one of your top 10 singles.
Oh, 5 more minutes, I think, would be great.
Well, you don't really have to change that one.
Exactly. That was not a Potty song.
All right, give me another
one. Let's go with In Between.
Ew.
Why is it green?
Scotty's never calling us.
Oh, man.
Scotty's never going to be on our show ever again. We can't wait to see you at the Pasadena Strawberry Festival, going up at the top of the charts with his latest song, Cabin, a solo. It's Scotty McCreary. We love you, brother. Thanks for being on.
Y'all be good.
All right, yesterday at about this time, I was getting so much grief because I wanted Deanna to take back a couple of dresses that cost a couple of $1,000s.
Oh, yes.
And now I'm about to get myself in trouble because you're going to find out why I wanted her to take those dresses back and have that extra money in our pocket so I could make a $1,000 investment.
No, no.
In a new product that's out. You thought Ring doorbells were something with cameras Genius. And audio?
Oh, yeah, of course.
There is a Kickstarter campaign that now takes the Ring doorbell up a notch. It adds a paintball gun to the Ring doorbell, and they actually have a commercial about it.
An AI-powered robotic security system equipped with an integrated paintball launcher, face recognition, and sound dispatchers, which allows me to recognize intruders and stop them in their tracks.
You are identified as a non-authorized personnel. You have 5 seconds to leave the property. Zero compliance. Zero tolerance.
Yeah, so for $1,000, I can get in on that.
It sounded like Saturday Night Live.
It did, right? It sounds like it's a fake commercial, but it's an honest-to-goodness commercial.
How do you
and
know?
An honest-to-goodness product that they have that has a paintball gun in the Ring doorbell. I love this so much. So that's why I needed the extra money.
Okay, good. I'm glad your wife returned your dresses.
Thank
you.
Priorities, George. Priorities. So,
but what happens if you, like, come home drunk? You've turned it on and you don't know how to turn it off?
It automatically? Like it's going to get the Girl Scouts and stuff?
What, Mo? I hadn't thought about that.
You got to think about
it. And God forbid if the paintballs are red and there's just bloody Girl Scouts running around the neighborhood.
If you want to join me, by the way, this is not an advertisement, but I can tell you how you make your investment. We're going to be rich. I'm telling you. We're going to be rich with the paintball doorbell. One of the biggest parties in Nashville is the CMA Fest, and you can go for free. Big trip giveaway right now at thebullhouston.com. You can find all the details there. Time to find out what Eric can do with your suggestions today. That's the part of the show where you get to be part of this, okay? You call in, you make a suggestion about a topic that you think would make a funny song. I think we want to say that, right?
I like that.
A funny song.
Yes,
we want a
please.
Funny song,
please.
Okay? Something you think would be funny to hear Eric sing about. And he gets 10 minutes to go out in the hallway and create that song and come back and perform it. But as we've said a bunch of times, it has to start with your suggestions.
So we have Miss Kim on the phone in Magnolia. Morning, Kim. What would you like Eric to sing about?
Good morning. Empty Nest.
Empty. Oh. Okay, so tell me what you're thinking here. What direction do you want him to take it?
My husband and I are the ones that it was like, how soon can we get them out of the house? Where I know we've got friends that hated that their kids were leaving.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So your kids are headed off to college. What's the plan?
Actually, our kids, I mean, are older, but once our oldest went off to college, we looked at each other and wanted to know how quickly we could get the other two out of the house.
Nice. Yes.
She was ready.
Yeah, we're definitely enjoying our empty nest.
I love this for y'all.
You sound like Deanna. It's like, okay, all right, let's wrap this up. Come on, boys. Let's go. All right, I'm going to put that one down, Kim. I love it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, that's a good suggestion. Good start this morning. 713-881-5500. Looking for something? Have a little fun with this morning. James is here in Houston. James, what do you think that Eric should sing about on our 10-minute tune today?
Well, he sang about the guys. I was saying the girls. I mean, girls as they take to go to the bathroom and stuff.
Oh, funny.
I see. Okay, all right.
All the time.
What do they do in there, James?
Yeah, I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know.
It's a mystery, Eric.
No knows.
It takes a village. That's what we say. Teamwork makes the dream work.
What? No.
I'm telling you.
How many ladies go to the bathroom together when you and your spouse and everybody are out?
Look, it could be anywhere from 3 to 4, sometimes 5. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a pack of them, isn't it?
We all go at the same time.
And they're gone for like 45 minutes.
Yes, sir. Okay, but like when we're out and about, that's like a treat to go to the bathroom. Because when we're at home, real life stuff, you know, like the real, it's the little kids, it's the dog. You're never going to the bathroom alone. There's always the little fingers creeping underneath the door if you try to lock it. Like, zero privacy.
Oh, I like that. Let's do it for moms trying to go to the bathroom at the house.
Good luck.
Okay, all right. James, we're going to do this. We're going to do a song about ladies going to the bathroom, but a little different than what you're thinking, okay?
Yes, sir.
10 minutes on the clock. We'll find out how Eric does. Ladies, go into the restroom. Your song coming up next on the 10-Minute Tune. Might be a little bit of rain on Saturday, but Sunday looks nice, and that's going to be Vet Fest at Carbach Brewery. It is open to the entire family, though. You want to know more about it and how you can be part of it? Just go to thebullhouston.com, and you'll find all the details there. Time to find out what Eric has created off our topic this morning, your suggestion. Actually, James was a little upset, Mo.
Yes.
Because Eric did a song about guys in the bathroom. A lady called and said she wanted to know why guys take so long in the bathroom.
So long, correct.
And so he did a song, and James felt like he broke the bro code.
He told all your secrets.
I'm talking about. So James called in earlier and said this.
He's saying about the guys. I was saying the girls. I mean, girls as they take to go to the bathroom and stuff.
Okay, so yeah, he was upset about the way the girls go to the bathroom. And you said, but going out like with your friends, that's a luxury.
When we're out and about, we get to go to the bathroom by ourselves, really. And at home, it's a little more of a routine, a party.
Well, the dogs, the kids, everybody.
Everybody's opening the door.
Comes in there. That was the direction that when Eric headed out of here, he's back in the studio.
Here I am.
Yeah.
And so I heard you talking in the hallway. And my wife, when I did the song about what we were doing in the bathroom, she got mad because she didn't know any of that stuff.
Uh-huh.
About you in the bathroom?
Yes, like what we're actually doing in there. So she explained what it's like for her in the bathroom.
Okay.
And so this is for all the moms trying to get a moment of quiet.
Okay, all right. In the style of?
Escape, Pina Colada song.
Oh, yeah, which was the same one. Okay, got it. All right. Here's your 10-minute tune today.
When I need a freaking moment of quiet peace, I tell my family mommy's gotta go and use the potty. It always works for my husband. He's there like half the day. But every time that I try it, it don't work out that way. I see tiny little fingers underneath the door. Angry Winstoner. Somewhere I hear glass breaking, and there's pee on the seat. That's when I realize the toilet paper roll is empty.
I think you did cover all the things that moms encounter.
Oh my gosh, I just heard Sailor. She's potty training right now, and she's like, Mommy, can I see? She wants to see what I did.
It's like, no, no.
It's yellow, Mama!
Well done. Well done, Eric.
Y'all have yeah, no so, idea.
Thank you, thank
I don't
you.
Know if you earned back the bros or not, but I kind of feel like the moms are on your side. At least this
that's all we really need, George.
If you know somebody that needs that Moms in the Bathroom song, it'll be up as part of our podcast. And if you haven't subscribed, do that. Go to themorningbullpen.com. You can get our podcast every day, the 10-minute tune every day. And if you subscribe, you never, ever miss it. Hear from the Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Last night was the Media Alliance of Houston Star Awards, and we have a new star in our studio this morning, Eric with a K.
Aww.
Got his star award.
Yes, bask in my glow.
Yes,
Mo. Bask in it.
I was already doing that. You know, here I am.
It's always been so bright in here.
For folks that maybe don't understand, it was a big gala last night, like formal attire, everybody all dressed up, all of the media people. I mean, this is like one of the only events where you have radio, television, newspaper, I mean, like blogs, digital, all that kind of stuff in one place. And it is their big gala every year, and they hand out awards to some of the new stars and some of the veteran performers in the market. And Eric won last night. And I think, again, it was so funny because when they announced your name, there were people in the audience going, 10-minute tune.
Really?
Stop it.
I didn't hear that.
It was George. Cool.
You blacked out, so you don't know what happened last
night. I had to give a speech and everything.
No.
And
Were you prepared for that?
No, but I hear it went well.
That's what they say.
I tell you what, you got an awe.
I did get an awe. I said some very sweet things about my wife.
They were just like, aw.
Well, Sarah Pepper, who works at our sister station, Mix, she goes, don't forget, if you win, thank your wife. You will kick yourself so hard if you don't thank your wife.
Yeah.
That's all I was saying walking up there. Don't forget to thank my wife.
No, you did great. He was awesome last night.
Aww,
We'll post up some pictures in our story because not to brag, but to brag a little bit.
Yeah.
Our company did very well last night.
Nice, guys.
Sean Pendergast. Who comes by and does sports sometimes. It's like when there's a big sports story. Mm-hmm. He works at our sister station, Sports Radio 610. He won last night for sports host. So.
Nice.
And we had Laura Emming, who's one of our favorite account executives. She won.
Look at y'all.
And we also had one of our support staff that supports the sales people. Pam won last night, too. So
man.
Yeah, it was a big night.
And you could tell it was the Bulls table
because you look around, everybody's drinking champagne. Uh-huh. Everybody's drinking wine. And big shout out to Aaron Kapner, who started this trend. At our table, yep, everybody was drinking beer.
Bud Light, baby.
She would. I love it.
That's so funny. So, one of the things last night was the picking out of former coworkers.
Oh, that's always a little awkward.
It is awkward because they're all media people.
Right. Wait, so it's a small little-ish world.
Like if you don't work here anymore, you're probably going to go work at a TV station.
Or yeah, right. Yeah.
You're going to go work at a digital place.
Did you run into a lot of people that we knew?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas, is that weird? Hey. And the best part is everybody just smiles and, I'm doing so great. I love it at my new job.
It's a night of being nice to each other.
And then you have to respond and go, good, I'm so glad you love it at your new job.
I bet you're exhausted.
Yes. That's why I was glad that the beer was flowing because I needed it.
Anyway, congratulations, Mr.
So
Eric
fun.
With
Let's
a K.
Celebrate.
Thank you. Thank you.
By the way, there was another Eric in the same category.
Yeah.
So last night they actually said, when they said, and the winner is Eric with a K.
Yes.
So I was like, yes, it's stuck. Even the winners are getting that announcement.
I love it.
Here on the Bull.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
Dan is in Angleton, and he's ready to take on Mo and take $100. Here's how you get it, Dan.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's person. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Dan, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money.
Yeah. It is Mo's money. All right, tell her to get out of here. We'll get this game started.
Get out of here, Mo.
You don't sound very scary, Dan.
All right, Dan, five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one, we know he's hot, burning up the charts, but can you name Parker McCollum's latest number one song?
No, pass.
Question number two, hey, Lucille, listen up. This Houston native just posthumously was awarded the Distinguished Alumni Award from the University of Houston. Can you name him?
Pass.
Question number three. He got his start where the wild things are. This country star said he started by posting 6-second videos on the defunct platform Vine. Can you name that country superstar?
Luke Combs.
Question number three. It's all really academic. The ACM Awards are coming up next month in Dallas. Do you know what ACM stands for?
Academy of Country Music.
Question number five. Can you name the redheaded North Carolina singer who just went top 10 with the song Cab in a Solo?
No, pass.
Dan, let's get Mo back in. Find out what she's up against.
She's
Dan, I feel like you kind of locked up on me just a little bit.
Sorry, I was talking.
She's chit-chatting.
What happened?
All right, Dan got two out of the five, and he passed on
nice,
all the
Dan.
Rest.
The questions are hard, weren't they?
Yeah, they were pretty tough.
Yeah, George does that.
I didn't want to take your money.
You're so sweet, Dan.
So nice of you, Dan. All right, Mo, let's find out how you do. All right, question number one. We know he's hot, burning up the charts, but can you name Parker McCollum's latest number one song?
Oh, Burn It Down.
Burn It Down.
Burn
the clue was in there, Dan.
Down and it's ashes and smoke.
Dan, come on. You did this to yourself, Dan. It's 1-0. You passed.
Question number two. Okay. Hey, Lucille, listen up. This Houston native was just posthumously awarded the Distinguished Alumni Award at the University of Houston.
Okay.
Name him.
Him? Name him?
Yeah.
I was going to say Lucille Ball, but who is her husband? Ricky Ricardo?
No, it's not Ricky Ricardo. Hey, Lucille, what's the clue? It's Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
You picked a fine time to... Come on, Dan, you knew that one, right?
Dan also did not know that one.
Yeah, I didn't know that one.
Yeah. All right, so it's 1-0. Mo's still winning.
Let's go.
Question number 3. Mm-hmm. He got his start where the wild things are. Mm-hmm. This country star said he started his career by posting 6-second videos on the defunct platform Vine. Name him.
Where the Wild Things Are is Luke Combs.
That is Luke Combs. Yes. That is correct.
It's the best song on the radio for the record. 2-1, Mo is winning.
Okay. Question number 4, it's really all academic. The ACM Awards are coming up next month in Dallas. What does ACM stand for?
Academy of Country Music?
That's correct. Yes. Academy, academic. I thought I'd give you a little.
No, that was a bad clue, but you
better
tried.
Get that right.
I really second guessed myself.
You
I was
have
like,
an
oh,
award from them.
It's fine.
3-2. He got that right as well.
All right. And question number 5. Mm-hmm. Can you name the redheaded North Carolina singer who just went top 10 with his song Cab in a Solo?
Cab in a Solo is Scotty McCreery, but he doesn't have red hair.
Yeah, I wouldn't consider him a redhead, would you?
No. Scotty McCreery?
0.
Look it up. He has red hair.
You're joking.
No, yeah. What is wrong with
don't
y'all?
You? We just talked to him. He does not have red hair.
He has red hair.
Okay, we're not going to count that question.
That's who I thought sang it. That was a horrible clue.
You know what, Dan? I'm going to buy you a beer.
You know what, Dan? Next week, you're coming in and asking all the questions. All right, buddy. You know what you got to say to get out of here, because Mo kept your money here. What was the final score?
Final score was 4-2.
What do you got to say, Dan?
This is Dan in Angleton, and Mo knows country. Yes,
she does. She does. And you'll get a chance to play her again Monday morning. 8:20 will be the next chance to take the money from Mo. It's Mo Knows Country here on The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.